From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
The Emotional Detox for Unshakable Inner Peace Weekend Retreat is happening June 28th through the 30th, 2024. It only happens once a year at the breathtaking Kripalu Yoga and Health Center. Join me, Sherrianna Boyle, and best-selling author Shannon Kaiser, and our special guest, DJ Mantra, for this unforgettable weekend retreat. Visit sherriannaboyle.com. to learn more. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host for the show. This show is a show about spirituality and mental health. Today is going to be a very exciting day. I've got a special guest here joining me in just a moment, and we're going to be talking about supernatural awareness. Before getting into the content for today, I just want to remind you that this show is sponsored by the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. Ask you to go there when you get a chance during the show or after the show and check out the spiritual goods that we have to offer there, as well as some of our author's books, and a few of mine are there. So just go to sherriannaboyle.com, click Marketplace, and you'll see everything we have to offer. But my guest is here. I'm super excited to share this person with you right after the break.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Dr. Woodard, welcome to Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm excited. I'm excited to have you and to share what you have to offer here. You are definitely unique. Let me share a little bit about you with the audience. Audience, this is Dr. Frederick Woodard. He is a licensed and clinical psychologist, a doctor of philosophy in clinical psychology, doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, registered and certified hypnotherapist, and a parapsychologist. And you have two books. Your most recent one that we're going to be focusing on today is called Developing Your Supernatural Awareness, Connecting with an Interactive Universe. So happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about you. How'd you get into this?
Well, it's been something I've been interested in most of my life. I remember a time when I thought it was crazy that spiritual stuff or metaphysical stuff or paranormal or whatever you call it was not okay. I remember getting a flyer from a local place that did UFOs and had other meetings. And I said, oh my God, this is crazy. But then I started having people tell me things and trust me with stuff. And then I had experiences myself, and the combination of the two things, I had little experiences, but they made a difference. Like, for example, I was in the Concord State Library doing genealogy, and I was trying to connect my grandfather, who was a revolutionary soldier captain, and his father, and I couldn't do it, and I was about to give up. I didn't know what I was going to do, and there was three old men talking over in the corner, and they were mumbling. You couldn't really hear them, and all of a sudden in my brain, I heard one guy saying, as loud as could be in my mind, check the land deeds. And I went and I checked the land deeds by ordering them from the Mormon church. And there literally was a document that said, Widow Mary Woodard selling to her son, Captain Amos Woodard, which proved that they were related.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know how that voice got bellowed in my brain like that, whether it was I often tell people that back in the ancient times, the Greeks and the Romans would say, don't insult anybody and treat every person with respect, because you never know when you're dealing with a god or a goddess. And I have a feeling it means more like something like coming through the person. It's a knowledge coming through the person, so that god or goddesses are coming through the people, not literally that's the person.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense to me.
And I had a client one time that told me a story that she had ridgeback dogs, and I was deciding whether I wanted a ridgeback or a German shepherd. And I met her at the post office after about six sessions she was done. And she said, so what did you decide on? And I said, I decided on a German shepherd. And she said, 2 years. It'll be 2 years. Well, I wasn't happy with that. I was going to stop that. So I kept calling the breeder saying, when are you getting my dog? I need my dog. And literally, I got the dog 2 years to the day. It was the Friday after Thanksgiving. I went and put a deposit down. And 2 years later, on that Friday, I picked up my dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was, I don't think it was the person. I think it was a message through the person.
And so when you talk about your clients, are you talking about your psychotherapy or predominantly what's happening?
My research clients are separate from that. And an example would be, I believe that my experience was one example of how we either have one of two things happening. Either we have experienced something internally that later happens externally, and that kind of proves it's real, or we have something happen internally, it happens externally, and it changes who we are because we really believe in this stuff after that. And I think those are the two key factors that most of the stories demonstrated to me, the people that told their stories to me demonstrated a change in who they were, a change in what took place, that I had this experience and it really happened.
Interesting. And do you feel like this is happening all the time? And this is a little bit of a different example, but my husband was recently traveling and I was driving, I was home and I was going off on an errand to get dinner for the kids. And I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden he's on my mind. I'm thinking of him because he's away. And I could feel his energy running through my body as if I was him. I was like, okay, I know. I absolutely know I'm connected to him. I'm feeling his energy. He's, you know, it whatever he's doing in this moment, I'm tapped into it. Do you find, I mean, and this is different than these messages, these spiritual messages, but is this what you're talking about?
Oh, yes. One chapter I have talks about that. It talks about feelings. Like one of my research subjects told me about how her great aunt and her great uncle, she would sense them even before she saw them. And then they passed and she had an experience with them and she sensed them. She felt them. And I had another person that would feel like goosebumps and tingles.
But these are people that are past. I'm talking about this can happen as well as if they're living.
Oh, yes. Yes. No. I was just relating that to the idea of the experience of feeling things in your body.
Is this what you mean by supernatural awareness? Is the question?
Yes, I do. It's anything that can't be explained by science or natural experiences.
How long have you been a psychotherapist?
I've been a psychologist for about 20 years.
And how do you feel that this is going to change the field? Because it's changing. I mean, I know the way that I work with people is definitely changing. For the better, I think. The more information we have about supernatural awareness, I feel like we're able to make great strides in the mental health.
Well, it depends on the person, I guess. You know, some people are more open than others.
True.
And so if a person's open, they have the ability to experience more. If they're not open, they keep things closed. So it's hopefully there's more people opening up, like you're saying. I believe there is, but not everybody is.
And so what was your intention with writing this book? And you've got
to help people wake up to it and to experience, to have people that already had experiences be able to connect to other people and other experiences through the book, kind of say, oh yeah, that was like my experience, or this was similar, or somebody that hasn't had an experience can have an experience. At the end of each chapter, I have a few little exercises that help open people up a little more. So,
and what do you think the benefits of that are? And you mentioned that there is a change. You've talked about internal something.
I think transformation. You're more open to new experiences, and it would be like you're not aware of something. Like when I was a young guy, and I thought UFOs were crazy, and then I realized that wasn't necessarily true. You know, I began to open up to that stuff. So it was a process of time.
We talk about UFOs a lot on this show. We have somebody, we have actually an astrologer that comes on once a month and give, and who's big on UFOs. And you know, what's interesting is my husband was outside the other night and he came in and he can be skeptic, like you were saying in your earlier years. And he said, I'm telling you, I think I just saw a UFO. I think, and you could, it wasn't so much the words. It right. was like what feeling. You're saying. It was a feeling, and the way that he was talking about it and the way he was explaining it. And he said, I wanted to run in and get you, but I didn't want to. I felt like if I moved somehow, I was going to, it was like he was going to disconnect from that moment kind of thing.
Right.
And so you're right. I mean, I think, do you think the more we open up to it, the more experiences we're going to have? Is that in your experience?
Yes, I think that's true. The more we're open to things, the more we can experience them. Sometimes people want things to happen that aren't real, you know,
but talk about that. That's
in the process of opening up. Sometimes people will think about, I remember I had a roommate and he said, I think I've heard spirits in the walls. And that was chipmunks. That's all that was. <You know? laughs> but the problem is he was trying to be open.
Well, okay, talk more about that. So how do we know the difference between the two? Because I agree with you. There are some people that are just
I can't use any of my cases, but I can say that people that have real experiences, they have proof for themselves that it happened. It really happened. Where people that have like psychotic experiences, they're off target. Their experience is not real. It's made up in their mind. They're seeing things that aren't really there.
Okay. And I'm sure you've dealt with both.
I have dealt with both. So.
And what are your thoughts about the psychotic experiences?
I don't know. Sometimes they're just completely out of control and they're not healthy in any sense. And those people need to have help to keep them safe and keep other people safe.
Mm.
But real experiences have, like the person experiences something and something happens. Like with my genealogy experience, that, you know, the man's voice in my head, loud as could be, saying to go and check the land deeds. And then I do, and I get a document that says Widow Mary selling to her son, Captain Amos Woodard. Hmm.
So
you
know, they were assisting you.
Yeah, somehow. And that to me was also a way of kind of helping prove some experiences are real.
Right. That's true, because you got the deed.
Right. And then that proved that what I experienced had a purpose. It had a meaning. And a lot of times I in my book, I think I use the word subjective truth or subjective experience. It's the idea that you can have an experience. It can prove to you beyond a doubt that something you didn't have any idea about happened, and it won't matter to anyone else. But that doesn't matter. What matters is you. You've grown.
Mm-hmm.
You're and that's really what matters.
Whether it was real for you.
Right. It being that it is real. I'm not saying, because there's some people that think their things are real and they're not real. But those are not healthy people.
And how do we handle that? How do we handle living in a world where some people are having very real spiritual experiences and then some people are not? How do we handle that?
That's hard. It's not well handled in the United States, I don't think.
Mm.
In some other countries, they see it as a person twisted to the dark side, and then they've got to bring them back to the light side. But that's not something I've experienced here.
In terms of the way that they approach it.
Right. I I do what's best for that person, which is help them and get them supports and things like that when they're not okay.
Mm, that's interesting. You know, I wrote a book on it. It's called Energy in Action. It's all about light. And that was my focus of that book, was really just helping people to understand how to focus on light and the value of focusing on light. And that was sort of channeled to me as a message, you know, that was the purpose of that book, get people to focus on light.
But yeah, and there are certain people that will help really well. And even if you only help one person, you've helped a lot of people, because that one person is going to go reach out to other people.
Mm, I love that. Did you hear that, audience? What, even if you help one person, because I think a lot of people create things or do things or help people, and that one person's going to help a lot of other people. And that means a lot in the spirit world.
It does. I agree.
What else have you learned? Share with us about this. I mean, the second half of your book title is called Connecting with an Interactive Universe.
Well, that's the whole principle, that the universe is interacting with us. We're not alone in the world. There's an interaction going on. And I think that a lot of the experiences it taught me, what I went to school for, was to learn methods to do the research I did. And I did phenomenology, humanistic interviewing, both of those things together taught me to have no judgment, to not judge a person until I hear their whole experience.
Mm.
And a lot of times you find out that you're trying to judge people and you shouldn't be. And, you know, the people that are having problems, something's going on that we don't quite understand yet. But the people that are doing well, they're being ignored too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about this judgment thing. I mean, we hear a lot about it, and people talk about it in mindfulness and Buddhism and things like that, that, you know, we learn that the root of all suffering is attachment and judgment. What is your take on, well, first of all, do you find that developing your supernatural abilities makes you less judgmental?
I think so, yes. It makes me less judgmental. But I also can use an analogy to my dog. I've walked my dog for 7 years down the rail trail, which is this path in the town. It goes into the next town. And there was only two times that my dog growled at somebody. But most of the time she wanted to meet the people and the animals. And there was a couple of times where the animals stayed back and then nipped at her, but missed her because she pulled back. And I think people are the same way. Most people are okay. A handful of people are really gifted, and there's a handful of people that are not okay for whatever reason.
Hmm.
But I don't know how to help all of those kind of things, mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know that when my dog growled at those two, they were two single guys walking by themselves in their 30s or 40s. I listened to make sure that they kept moving.
Mm.
And they were continuing to go in the other direction.
So you're saying you don't always know, well, in the case of your dog, you're not really sure what the dog was picking up on.
Right. But I'm sure it was not okay, because she's very friendly. She doesn't dislike anybody. So I'm sure there was a natural.
And that's where judgment does get tricky, Dr. Woodard. I mean, because sometimes we have to be alert.
Right.
And pick up on those signals.
Right.
That, something's not right here. This isn't something I want to get all friendly with here at the moment. So there is that, you know, we say, oh, don't judge. But at the same time, we're saying
make sure. In a handful of instances, you have to.
You have to take care of yourself and you have to listen to your gut, trust your gut.
Right.
And listen to that guidance.
Right. And that's, but in my book, I try to focus on all the positive experiences that that have been going on and try to work with that and just mention briefly that psychotic experiences are different.
It's good to have the clarity between the two, the distinction between the two. And I think for the most part, people kind of do. I mean, because for me, what I've observed is when something's off compared to when they're having a spiritual experience, very often there's a lack of boundaries when something's off.
You know, that's true. That's true.
And there's something that there's a perhaps a lack of self-awareness for is what I want to say of how, like you said, when you're walking your dog, you made sure they kept walking. That's an awareness piece.
Right.
For yourself, but also for the individuals around you.
Right.
So there is this whole awareness thing is such an important part of who we are. And so what I want to ask you, and we do need to take another quick break, Dr. Woodard, but after the break, can you give us some tips on how to develop our supernatural abilities?
Perhaps.
All right. Will you
I think everybody's different in how they how they reach out to the universe, you know?
Yeah. All right. We'll take a moment. We're all going to digest that. And we'll be right back after the break. So hang in there. More from Dr. Woodard. He's the author, everyone, of Developing Your Supernatural Awareness, Connecting with an Interactive Universe. And you can find him at Woodward Hypnosis.
Woodard.
Oh, Woodard Hypnosis and Psychotherapy.org. We'll be right back.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to DreamVision7Radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. Today, we're talking about supernatural awareness, connecting with an interactive universe. That is the part of the title of Dr. Frederick Woodard's new book. And you can find Dr. Frederick at, it's spelled W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D.
No, W-O-O-D-A-R-D.
Oh. Thank you. I can't read my own writing. Hypnosisandpsychotherapy.org. So before the break, I asked you about any tips that you have for people. First tip is you already kind of gave us, and that is that everyone's different.
Right. Well, you know, it's a funny thing. It's like people can feel things and sense things in a way we were talking about before that aren't always able to be put into words. So that's one right there. It's a sensing of things that are okay or not okay, good or not good, you know, or mm-hmm. something's going to happen, or I just don't feel right about this. So mm-hmm. that's a side of it. There's many different things, because I'll tell people to just try to spend a day just feeling things. Mm. Just feel them, not let your brain see them or think about them. Just like try to feel them.
Mm.
And or a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, just trying to feel things. And then over time, you teach yourself to open up to that.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip. I've heard that before, but I love hearing it again, to just spend time feeling things. Do you want to talk more about that in terms of the energy you're talking, but perhaps like a flower or just feeling your own energy? Are you talking more like using your hands, hovering it over?
Oh, I'm just saying just feeling, period.
Just feeling, period. Yeah.
Just feel what's going on around you. Just, I had a friend of mine one time that said to me, I went into this room for a meeting, and when I went in, I was in a good mood. And then when I walked into the room, I became very upset. And I said, oh my God, I feel angry. I was just feeling really happy. And a couple people said there was just a big argument in here.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, good old emotional contagion. It's so true that you can pick up things just like you pick up a cold. That's happened to me before too, and I'm able to actually say, "Oh my gosh, I feel so angry right now." I feel and have a smile on my face because I know it's not mine. I know right. that I just walked into a situation, picked, and I'm almost kind of like cracking up, like, oh my gosh, like I'm so pissed off. And then the next step, of course, is learning how to handle that, because I mean, it is when you get these supernatural abilities, I always say it comes with great responsibility. And that means,
yes.
right? It's like, yeah. I mean, it's a terrible analogy, but I do use the analogy of a gun, right? If you were to have one. You want to know what the heck you're doing, right? You don't want to it's like, or let's say another analogy, just like a superpower. If you have this gift, the superpower, you want to know how to use it. And otherwise you can be careless. You can be, in my opinion, it can be reckless, or it can cause self-harm or harm, you know, not on purpose perhaps, but
right.
I feel like these.
Well, I remember watching, it was a movie, I forget the name of it now, but it was with, I think, Richard Dreyfuss. And it was like, he was a fighter pilot. He was a pilot that put out fires, and he died doing that. And he had a girlfriend, and he had to watch over her. And let her be with somebody else. And it was quite a thing, but there was a little scene where he realized that what he thought other people might think. So he had his friend, and his friend was famous too. I forget his name. And he said to him, he said, take your hand, put your hand on your face. So he put his hand on his face, and it was oil all over his face. He says, yeah, look in the mirror. Oh, you're an ugly guy. And he started to look sad. And I was like, wow. Imagine if some of the things we experience aren't our own.
Mm.
And some people are more aware of that, like someone like you. But mm-hmm. some people aren't.
Absolutely. And they might act out.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the transplants, you know, when somebody gets a transplant, an organ transplant.
Oh, yes.
And then they take on some of the likes and the dislikes of the organ that they received.
Yes, that's true. That can happen. Mm. It depends on the person, too. It's like how aware the person is or how awake they are.
True, because people get transplants all the time, but not everybody's taking on the characteristics of the. It's just an interesting way perspective.
And I think spiritual things happen in other ways. For example, I remember one time I was out with my cousins and we were out dancing and drinking, and I went to go home, and I had lived 50 miles away from them, the two girls. And my car broke down, and the AAA guy came, and he said, I can only take you to the station. There's too many calls. And so I decided I was going to hitchhike home. And it was like 33 degrees in March, and nobody was picking me up. And so I started walking, and I think I started getting really close to hypothermia. And a car stopped, and the passenger door opened up, and he said, get in. And I got in, and he said, you're not going to be able to talk, but that's okay. If you have to go in another direction than I'm going, just use your hand and I'll stop and we'll talk about it. But I did finally start to talk, and he told me that he was going about halfway and he had to go this way and I had to go that way. And then he at the halfway point, he said, oh, heck, I'm going to take you home. And he took me right to my front door. And then when I got out, he looked at me and he said, just treat people the way I took care of you.
Wow.
And I thought that was a spiritual experience of that. Mm-hmm. I should help people the way he helped me really help people.
Yeah, he put all ego aside. It was really selfless.
Yes.
And compassion.
Yeah. And so those are the experiences that probably allowed me to have these experiences and be able to share with people and have people tell me their stories. I've had so many people tell me, you're the first person I ever told this story to.
I love what you said in the beginning of our conversation about a god or a goddess coming through that person. Not everybody talks god, goddess language. Right? A lot of people are more perhaps religious and they're more specific, or they have a hard time with this god, goddess. How about you? What has your experience been with that? Have you always been this open?
All of my life I have. Yes, I've been very open. I was lucky enough to have a lot of good mentors when I was young in my life. My grandfather was very non-judgmental and used to tell me to trust my experience. And I also I had the Native American background where I saw nature as like some of my ancestors from that line of from those lines talk about how even insects are relatives.
Wow. Oh gosh. Don't tell me that, because I have killed many,
but you know, I mean, that happens. Yeah. That, I mean, I have done that too, but you know, that happens. You can't have a bee's nest in your house.
mm-hmm. Interesting.
But I'm spiritually open, and I'm not very religious. I'm more spiritual, meaning that I am open to many things. But I respect different religions and their ways and certain things. I like Jesus, some of the ideal things that were said, like the time he was in an area with a bunch of men, the old men and young men, and they brought a woman in and said, she had sex with a married man, she's to be stoned. And he looks down at the ground, touches the ground, and looks at them and says, let he who has not sinned throw the first stone.
And then
the old men dropped their stones, and then the young men dropped their stones. And then he looked at the woman and he said, go forth and sin no more. But I think that those are powerful stories in a way. He wasn't judging. He was trying to prevent harm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to keep everybody in a good place. And people responded to him.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel like some of this scripture is finding its way that people are able to make some meaning of it and relate it to their spiritual awareness, their supernatural awareness, that they're starting to look at things that they were perhaps taught a little differently. Or like you said, this is what I think that means. And I sometimes... Right. That help also happens. I've been looking at some scripture lately as well, because I just wrote another book. And so and it's interesting because it's the same experience where I've seen that scripture so many times, heard it so many times, but I interpreted it differently and thought, wow, this is what I believe that means.
Right. You know, that's an interesting thing, because really what you learn from past experiences that you can see it differently. And when you see it differently, it can empower you. It can make you a stronger, better person for seeing it differently.
Hmm.
If you can, you know? And I think sometimes that can really be empowering. Not all the time, but sometimes it can really empower a person to be able to see something better, deeper, more thoroughly, more openly.
Yeah, I also think it can help you break some real habits in terms of your book is called Developing Your Supernatural Awareness, Connecting with the Interactive Universe. And it can be a lot of fun. I mean, I find
there's
a lot of engagement there. Like you said, they're the interactive piece, which so many people...
Yeah, I have a lot of stories in my book that are in detail, because I was able to interview the people and keep quiet and let them tell me all the details, and then formalize it, organize it better, and then do it by themes of each chapter. And I think there's a lot of power in those stories, you know.
Absolutely. And it's different, because I've read and had some authors on who have written about near-death experiences, NDEs, and have taken in those accounts. We had a recent author on who shared that. But what I love about what you're offering is yours is a collection of supernatural experiences.
Right. So it covers lots of things.
Very exciting. It's great to know that there's people like you out there in the world. I mean, what kind of clients do you attract?
Oh, I get all kinds.
And they look at your background. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, I get a lot of people that are open to spiritual stuff.
I bet you
paranormal stuff. I get quite a few people that are. I get some people that aren't, and that's okay.
Sure. Absolutely. They don't have to be. Right. And any other words that you want to share with the audience? Any other thoughts or messages that you'd like to get?
Well, just to be more open and try to see things without judgment is a good thing.
Any tips for that?
Well, just listen and try to not judge and try to let the person finish what they have to say. And sometimes you'll find out that they weren't going in the direction you thought they were. Sometimes they will be, but you can't do anything about that.
Great advice. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Woodard, for being on Just Ask Spirit. I'm looking forward to your book being out in the world and getting that feedback. So once again, everyone, Dr. Woodard, you can find his book at all bookstores. I saw it there on Amazon, Developing Your Supernatural Awareness, Connecting with an Interactive Universe.
Yeah, it comes out the end of March, end of this month. So awesome. You can pre-order it in most places.
Well, congratulations to you. And thanks so much for being on Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Just Ask Spirit. I think my favorite part of that discussion was when he suggested you just go out and practice feeling, just go out in the world. And you have to really kind of shut down those devices, folks. You know, those devices don't help us feel. They block feeling. They numb feeling. I know they're convenient. I know they can fill up those gaps or spaces. I know today for me, I had to take one of my daughters to her annual physical exam. And I was in the waiting room and I had my phone and I did the scroll thing. You know, you pick up the social media and you kind of do the scroll. And then I just thought, no, put it away, put it away, zip my handbag up so I wouldn't even see it. And then I just got to see these beautiful little children playing in front of me and listen to their conversations and kind of take in the energy in the room. And I had forgotten, you know, my kids are older now and I it's like you forget the resiliency of little children, you know, the energy that they give off and the joy and the spontaneity and the sounds and listen and just watching them play. It was really nice. And so I guess that was my moment of just letting myself feel. And I hope that you also take some time to do that today as well and develop your supernatural abilities so that, you know, life doesn't have to be so darn hard. We do have assistance here on this planet. We are not alone. Just like the story he mentioned where he was just about to give up and then the answer came. So the more you feel, the more you're going to connect with those answers. They're there for you. Absolutely don't give up. And know that your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show and head on over to sherriannaboyle.com. I have a free gift there that you can grab, as well as visit some of my courses and the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherrianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherrianna directly on sherriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.